Okay, welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys. We are recording this right after the last podcast, which is what we usually do. But we just don't want to give the impression that Lance has stayed all week.
Yeah, he liked it so much that he stayed.
Yeah, so once again, we are lacking Michelle.
No, he's 18.
But we have Lance. And so, kind of going off that topic of being 18, today in 2015, our topic of the day is millennials.
Millennials.
Anthony, you had an opening question.
Right. So you always see articles in the magazines, which is not a millennial thing, but they're like, are millennials good for society? Are we bad for society? A lot of older people hate us. By the way, us millennials is 18 to 30-ish. Those are millennials.
Okay.
Right.
But like the ones approaching 30, they just want to stay young. But it's like,
that's a generation. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the thing. Like, people that are like 29, 28, they're still like, you know, they're still like acting kind of young, you know?
It's embarrassing.
It is a little embarrassing. But, you know, that's
together.
How it is.
My sister's
45. Well, that's the thing.
You're act together.
Well, yeah. It's not a very millennial thing of me to say. Like, no, people that are 28 are like, you know, like they're like Icelandic show pony instructors, you know, they're like, you know, they're doing like careers like that. Anyway, a lot of people like say like we're all about like the technology, we're like pinned to our phones, and we're so apathetic, and we'll like anything, but we don't really know.
But we won't love anything.
But a lot of people say no, millennials are great. We're very accepting. We're very empathetic, right? We accept. We like to volunteer a lot, right? We're very aware of issues and exactly the world around us, and it's a good thing because once we get older, a lot of prejudices will disappear. Maybe I don't know. So what do we think? What are your thoughts?
Considering that everyone's looking at me, I'll make a noise. But I don't know.
What do you think?
yeah, copy now.
Just nonsense.
Just
yeah.
Not doing anything.
I don't know. I feel like every generation has something to offer, and to say that one is more bad than good is just a silly thing to say, because
right.
You can say that about everyone.
Sure.
And like on Tumblr, you see a picture of like a book. Millennials, how we are losing the sacredness of marriage or something like
that,
or
right.
Commitment.
Right.
Huh?
They put that on the spine?
Yeah.
No, it was
it's
the
all
cover.
Millennial talk, by the way.
But, and then all the comments were, like, complaining about the generation before, like, how we use the world's resources and ignore the inevitable depletion of them. Or,
right. Yeah. Socrates.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's just easy to complain about everything, and
do you think millennials are cynical, though? Do you think we're cynical, or do you think we're very hopeful?
I think that depends on the individual. I read one thing, like,
postmodern
millennials are nostalgic.
Yes!
Because...
Oh my god, we're nostalgic.
Because, like, we're at the, I don't know, quote, bloom of technology or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
And so, like, the Game Boy
I grew up with
is obsolete.
I'm the...
Come on.
This definition.
Come on, like... You're reading comic books, though. Like,
yeah.
You are nostalgia, you know? Like,
yeah.
Anytime Marvel brings out a thing, you will watch it because it reminds you of when you were 14 and you read the comic.
No, I wasn't even 14.
Oh, you were
even 14. What a millennial thing, right?
Like,
picked it up later.
You know? There we go, yeah. But that's the reason. Like, are you nostalgic for things? Or you're a little younger than me, at least. Because so. People my age are super nostalgic. Like, we're in the 90s, right? We're like... Right, around 1991, but like so the 90s kids, they're like super, super like.
Moon shoes.
Huh?
Moon shoes.
Sure.
Like, Dare.
Floam. Yeah.
Floam?
Like, yeah, I mean, like Taylor Swift, like the most millennial person ever. She named her, you know, album.
Zubumafu.
1989, right? Like, that's the year she was born. She loves it, right? There's a.
Prismacolor.
And it's a Polaroid.
And it's a
the
Polaroid.
Cover is a Polaroid.
I mean, it's like it's always throwback, you know. It's always
and it kind of has that 80s synth vibe.
Right, exactly. And the criticism is that because it's always throwback, we never create anything new, right? We never create anything of our own. It's always like It's just, let's just relive our childhoods, you know? What do you think about that?
Right. Well, lately I've been watching like a lot of like old stuff.
Friends.
Like, I'm on Netflix watching like Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Really, old shows.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And like I'm pushing myself to like listen to like older music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I'm not sure. I just like put it on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
okay.
music.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think the reason why I do that is like I just kind of want to know like what I missed out on when I'm not born. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going like beyond. You're going like early '90s
yeah.
or '80s.
Like anywhere like
okay.
before me.
To try to
see, that's interesting because a lot of people my age don't do that. We'll just go like to the early '90s.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel the same thing where I try
really?
To go. Back or like with movies also
yeah.
to try
oh,
to
oh yeah
watch,
with
like,
movies yeah but like
okay
I go back
in
so
music,
far
so.
I became a geology major
that's great
I'll go back billions of years
that was overreaction
that was great it's just cause I think it's 2 o'clock that's why we're overreacting things that's interesting then so. You were born like mid '90s. '96. Oh my god, my sister's your age.
'96.
Isn't that great? So I find that like my sister doesn't listen to things that are from 1990, like late '90s. She listens to like early '90s, like
'80s.
Okay.
Oh. So my favorite music genre is '90s alternative. 90s. I mean, that's like my chill.
Is it really?
Yeah. So you have like Lit, you know, that one song by Lit that I can't remember right now. You have Semisonic. Closing Time. Oh my gosh. FNT. You got
right.
10 Things I Hate About You. Like that's not true.
Right.
Man, so many good, you know, artists from the '90s, and it led into 2000s cheesy music.
Right.
All Star, Smash Mouth.
Yeah, I like those too.
I'm a cheesy person.
Yeah, I know. Weird.
Yeah.
I'm too. Okay, I don't know. Yeah. Do you think like what's every like all our movies are sequels, right? Like all
right.
You know,
Star Wars.
Like,
Terminator has another movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Like do you
Furious
think,
7?
Yeah, Fury yeah, there's 7 of them, you know, like
they're not even about cars anymore.
And they like I don't think any of them bought insurance. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
And like what do you think is like something that is like 2005, like it's ours that doesn't belong to anyone else? Like what have we made?
The Millennials?
Yeah.
Like, the original stuff.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson? But he's like
but he's
40.
Old. He's older.
Yeah, it's. I don't know.
Wow.
That's
a hard question.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought was Uptown Funk.
That is a huge
yeah.
throwback from.
I know.
That is reaching way back.
And it's crazy because Uptown Funk is probably the like defining 2015 song
probably,
so far.
Probably so far, yeah.
And I think it sums up pretty well.
I think, well, definitely one of the places that I feel like most. Not criticized for being millennial, but like looked down on,
mm-hmm.
or is in church.
Ah, interesting.
Oh.
Like today we had we watched a documentary at church on hell. Does hell exist?
Yeah, it was great.
And
nice.
I feel like the challenging of the status quo.
Yeah.
Which I mean, every generation kind of does that,
yeah.
but I feel like that's becoming a bigger thing, especially
mm-hmm.
in religion lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. My mom, I don't know, looks down is the right word.
But is it because you're a millennial or because, like...
Well, yeah, I think it's because I'm young and
okay.
going to Berkeley and I'm now liberal.
Right.
And they're
right,
teaching
right.
you about evolution.
Sandy's
<and,
laughs> teachings. Oh, no.
I know, right? God forbid.
Yeah. I love my family,
yeah.
though, just in
yeah.
case you're listening. I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think your mom was. Your dad was.
My dad.
Shout out. You're awesome.
Yeah. yeah. Harry's kind of like a... Like an honorary millennial in a way. I don't know. Maybe.
He's the ultimate older bride.
I don't
yeah.
know. What do you think makes like us, Lance?
I think it's hard because like
yeah.
I know that my teacher, like older people,
mm.
always like refer to us like we haven't done anything original.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's during class, like
yeah.
Our teacher would criticize us for not. Being able to create our own solution, we always have to like look it up or like ask the teacher like almost the answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because we live in a world like everything's online,
right?
Right? Everything's online. Like I know that I'm gonna sound old, but when I was a kid, no, it wasn't online. Like you had to look it up in a book. You know, like it sounds really old. I know.
Yeah.
But do you remember a time where there was no internet? Right.
Well, back when I was in the Philippines, like
you were in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And
there was
good.
No. I had no connection with, like, internet.
Then so what? So when did you have a connection?
When I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of around the time that I got now. Yeah, by the fifth grade, when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, that's when I was aware.
Starting to get internet.
Yeah.
But it was like a really old internet, like the dial-up internet. You still remember dial-up?
Yeah.
Yes, you still remember dial-up. Good. All right, that's good.
Yeah,
you remember dial-up?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of segue into the fact that I think, even though like we have a lot of throwbacks, like
sure.
dial-up,
sure.
I think another important characteristic of millennials
yeah.
is like how we sort of notice when something's fading, or like the trends
oh,
are fading.
Okay.
Like something I thought of was the Saturday morning cartoons I grew up with.
Uh-huh,
kids
uh-huh.
nowadays, you know, they don't even watch Saturday morning cartoons
no.
anymore because they have all-day cartoons on Netflix. Like my
really?
8-year-old cousin, whenever yeah. she's not doing something, she's watching shows on Netflix. Like,
see, that's good. See, well, they're not millennials, right? They're,
that's a completely different culture.
They're going to be interesting
exactly.
to watch. Like
yeah.
they've always had internet their entire lives.
Yeah,
because I think millennials grew into the internet,
right?
And so I think a lot of us can start remembering.
Yeah, you know,
time,
I was
in internet.
I was like 6 years old playing Neopets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
okay.
pretending to be a 17-year-old in a Harry Potter guild. And I like that's how I learned computer programming. I was making HTML scripts as a 17-year-old at 6 years old for a Harry Potter game.
I don't understand.
No one ever found out.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I felt really bad about lying about my age.
Mm.
Yeah,
see, I feel there's just so much hope, like in millennials, because we have so much resources, so much tools, right, to change the world.
Mm.
And I feel like the older generation feels like we're gonna waste it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like they did. They had a lot of stuff at their disposal, and they kind of just wasted it. Do you guys remember the Coney thing?
Yeah.
Do you remember
2012?
Coney 2012?
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
The, like, the yeah, the children. What's it called?
The invisible children.
Invisible children? No?
The child
okay.
soldiers.
Wow.
You remember
yeah,
that?
Child
yeah,
soldiers.
There was one in
yeah.
my club.
There was one in your school. So
yeah,
I was here in Berkeley when that happened, and it completely took over. It took over a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I don't know, it was the first time that I felt like the internet was being used, like, for a cause, you know, because we were going to catch that guy. We were going to catch Joseph Kony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all saw it. Everyone got together for this. Everyone bought the shirts. And then kind of, like, nothing happened after that, you know? Like,
yeah.
Although there was some pressure, right? The Obama did send people, and they've caught some. So maybe there was, but it was. I feel that was a test. You know, like, will the internet change things for the better, right? And I think the internet's really good at getting people excited for like a month, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But then it leaves.
Yeah, and then it's really weird when it does make a difference. It's
yeah.
for a really obscure thing, like
yeah.
in the Daily Show. He
yeah.
talked about in Indiana, there was that pizza parlor
yeah. Yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
said. Like, if a gay couple wants pizza at their wedding, we're going to have to refuse service. And then, like,
what
I guess they got some, like, threats
for,
of, like, burning down
yeah,
the place or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
people going way out of hand. But then there's, like, this GoFundMe
yeah.
thing that, like, got them, what?
$800,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it feels like...
The internet goes both ways.
Yeah.
But you see, the funny thing about that GoFundMe thing is that they shut it down eventually.
Mm.
The sites shut it down, right? So they did get the $800,000, but after a while they
oh.
like so. I don't know, but you're right. This the internet thing goes both ways, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make another horrible transition as a millennial.
Sure.
You know, I'm just gonna butt in.
Sure.
Okay, so like I was thinking about the front page of Reddit. You know,
okay.
I think it sums up millennials pretty well. Like
yeah.
how there's just so much information popping
yeah.
up,
right.
and also most of it is temporary. Like
yeah.
we find out about events just as they happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Earthquakes.
Right.
You know, breaking news, political events,
mm-hmm.
they just pop up on the front
like,
page of Reddit.
Care?
But if you notice, think about the front page of Reddit. It's
mm-hmm.
not just those news. There's so much, like, fluff.
There's so much
distraction.
Information.
And I think that's characteristic
yeah.
of millennials.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
we have all these things that we, like, a lot of people take an agenda to. But
yeah.
at the same time, we have all, like, we have BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
We have funny YouTube videos. Those are things that are attributed to our generation, no other generation.
Viral, the concept
viral,
of going viral,
exactly.
that's ours. That's
and you
definitely
have,
ours.
You have the idea that everyone in our generation has the power to, you know, just be on the spotlight.
It's very democratic,
because
everyone can have a voice at any
exactly.
time. Exactly. You know? But we use that voice to, like, see people fall downstairs, you know?
Yeah, and I mean,
and
you
and
can
memes,
make
like, memes
hashtags.
Memes is a millennial thing, like...
You can expand it to something you... Two probably won't understand, but like esports, like things that like are just like video game competitive video gaming has caught up pretty well. You have people who play video games online or film themselves playing video games, and they have millions of followers on YouTube. Millions of followers on Twitch. Literally, there's kids that are like 12 to 18 year olds, even kids in middle school.
Because
I mentored in middle school, they'll tell me about their favorite YouTube channels that they watch. They're watching some like
they're
23 year old Swedish
game.
Dude play video games.
That's terrible. That is
terrible. Think about that. Like, at their age, I was actually playing like a PS2.
It's not, it's not even like, so people used to play outside, right? Now they play video games. But now
I sound like an old person.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
they're not even playing the video games. They're watching someone else play the video
games.
Well,
I mean, but that's analogous to just sports.
What?
Right. Because
but it's not a sport.
But it's not creating something anymore. You're just consuming.
Well, that's the thing.
Are we creating, like, is the next generation after us just consumers?
Will
like,
work? I don't know.
This is a heavy episode.
This is a good one.
I mean, the last joke was the geology joke back in, I don't know, 5 minutes.
Are we a joke?
That's
are
the
we
thing.
The joke?
I mean, look. A professor of mine posed the question the other day. So the generation of the 60s, right? Yeah, they had so much hope, right? Like we're going to change the world. And a lot of it happened here in Berkeley, right? Like, we're going to stop racism. We're going to stop the war in Vietnam. And it kind of went nowhere. And they grew up and they became conservatives, right? They became what they were rebelling against.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, is that what's going to happen to us, right? Are we going to grow up? And
what's the Forrest Gump of our generation?
Are we going to grow up and just become
that's a good question.
Conservative like our parents, you know? Or are we actually going to change? Are we actually going to change stuff?
What do we want to change?
I don't know.
Why do we have to change stuff? You know? Why do we keep throwing things back? Is it because they're the things we enjoy and we're just kind of like, well, we know this is a sure thing.
Yeah.
Especially when you see the marketing done to millennials.
A new Star
Wars movie?
Oh,
not
God.
Only are millennials excited,
oh, my
kid,
God.
Their parents are like, oh, my kid loves this because I made them love it growing
up. Right, right.
Everyone can just kind
of
join in.
I mean, the Avengers, it's the biggest opening weekend of all time.
Exactly.
And it seems like for example, every Super Bowl gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, more people watch it and watch. And every big, you know, nerd is in, right? People may have to read comics, but they'll go watch the Avengers.
Or wear
you know?
Glasses.
Or the holster thing.
When they don't need glasses.
Where are your glasses, by the way?
I don't need them right now.
Oh, okay.
We're millennial.
Not right now. Okay. You're such a phony.
Shut up. Go on podcasting. What are you saying?
I don't know. I mean, I was building up to something, but I forgot.
I mean, is it dangerous, like, just consuming all of this?
Right, right.
I mean, when do we, like, are the ideas that millennials that we learned, are we just repeating them? What have millennials created that we can just attribute solely to?
Oh, that's what I was going to build. A theory is the reason we're so nostalgic and we're so cautious is because we grew up during the 90s, but we really came of age, like, during an economic downturn, right? And when that happens, like, it's very uncertain, right? And you don't know what's going to happen, so you don't try new things, right? You maybe don't go to that faraway college. You stay at home, or you go back to live with your parents, right? Because you can't find a job, right? Not anymore. Now it's beginning to get better. But like when I was in college, it was a really depressing time to be graduating,
because
you would graduate and there would be no jobs, you know. And so I think millennials saw that growing up, and that's why they're very cautious. That's why they liked their childhood when it was like, you know.
But what influenced that culture of caution? You know,
I think there actually is a
clear answer for this.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, what is the number one most defining event of the 2000s?
9/11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the answer that everyone
that
comes
is,
up with is
9/11. That did change everything.
And I think that
more cautious.
How
it
our
did,
culture, especially American culture,
is
viewed
us,
on a national scale and
true.
International scale. And I think that defined, like, the millennials.
That's
I even
true.
Remember.
See, but I think that what defines us more is, like, Obama's election.
That too.
You know?
I think that was a later event.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that was also with social media.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Blowing up also.
Yeah, exactly. That was a more.
Obama was like the first social media president.
Definitely, definitely. I agree with that.
And also, well, I mean, just like, I think the internet in general. I mean, like, you. Like, now, like, I mean, Lance, you and me, listening to old music, that we would have had access to that. In the past, but like I have a cousin who's really into like music from Mali, And without the internet, that would have been really hard to come across.
So the world's getting smaller.
But yeah. You have access to everything
and
around.
You're on Spotify, right?
Right.
You have access to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of songs that you wouldn't have had access if you like had a record store or something. Yeah? Like, there are no record stores anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few.
In Hollywood, in Hollywood, they have, like, a record store. But
pretty much.
I mean, like, it's just the characters. Everything's changing for the millennium. Especially, even if you go into, like, how relationships function.
Oh yeah.
Dating, like if you're messaging someone,
so
you're literally hyper connected to them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not a matter of when, but a matter of if. Like, if what do I want to talk to them at this time?
Mm-hmm.
And do
because
I want
to
use Facebook? Do I want to use texting? Do
exactly.
I want to use Snapchat?
Or Tinder.
Or
you know?
Tinder.
Like that's a very millennial thing. Like we I don't know. We had a whole podcast about Tinder. Yeah, you should listen to that one. It's fun.
Well, we're at 21 minutes.
Cool.
So I don't know.
21st century, man.
Yeah.
It's a typical millennial thing. We came in wanting to answer some questions. We came up with ten times as many.
Dan,
questions.
You get the last word. What do you think? What do you think the future is going to be for us?
That's a very big question.
I'm asking Matt. I'm asking Lance.
Miss America beauty pageant of 20 seconds.
What do you think we're going to look like going forward?
Millennials.
Yeah.
Just personal.
What do you think? What do you want us to do?
What their goal?
Yeah, sure.
And I think we're like sort of like this transition.
Transition.
But, yeah. So like, you know, like we grew up around the internet,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're sort of like role models for like future people. I guess.
Hopefully,
we'll end on that. That's really hopeful.
There's one other thing I wanted to say. Just like the title of this podcast is very millennial thing. We have postmodern, which is kind of
something
we haven't mentioned in this podcast
for
once, but I think that is kind of synonymous with millennial or connected to it. And then cowboys, you know, just a nostalgic call to the past.
Wow,
you know,
I loved how you talked about it. That's great.
No,
cowboys they have that nostalgia.
It's the Western, the classic Western.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Cool. So we'll end there.
Cool.
Thanks. Have a good one. I'm Brian.
Anthony.
Matt still.
And
I'm Lance.
Have a good day.
Time.
And don't be ashamed to be a millennial.
Or maybe do, I don't know.
Grow up.
Be aware.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You'll always be aware.